Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, October 4th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear. Even though September was a busy month for Apple, the year isn't over just yet. Now that we're officially in October, expect a new round of hardware and software releases from Apple. Ranging from the Apple Tag to the 16-inch MacBook Pro, there's a lot to look forward to, and it could all culminate in an October Apple event. In today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily, we're going to walk through everything that Apple could potentially announce this month. While Apple has not officially said that it will hold an October event this year, there's plenty of precedent. Last year, Apple held an event in New York City to unveil the all-new iPad Pro, as well as updates to the Mac lineup. For 2019, perhaps the product that people are most looking forward to is the 16-inch MacBook Pro. We've heard quite a bit about it so far, and several rumors have suggested a release date sometime in October, and a starting price at around $3,000. The 16-inch MacBook Pro is rumored to be the same physical size as the 15-inch MacBook Pro, but it will feature smaller bezels in order to fit the larger display. Most notably, however, are the rumors that say the 16-inch MacBook Pro will drop Apple's controversial butterfly keyboard. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has said that the 16-inch MacBook Pro will be the first MacBook to return to scissor switch keys. This means you should expect greater key travel, as well as improved reliability, thanks to a new glass fiber that will supposedly help reinforce the keys. An Apple event in October seems like the likely place for Apple to announce the 16-inch MacBook Pro, so long as it's indeed coming in 2019, like rumors have suggested. It's always possible that the release has been delayed, but hopefully we'll learn more this month. Next up, Apple announced the new Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR at WWDC in June. Apple's websites for both products indicate that they will be released sometime this fall, but details beyond that are unknown. The new Mac Pro features an all-new design, as well as an incredible amount of power inside. The Pro Display XDR marks Apple's return to the standalone display market and is one of the most high-quality displays ever made. The last day of fall is December 20th, so Apple has quite a bit of time to release the new Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR while still meeting its original deadline. If Apple were to hold an October event, we'd at least expect an update on when to expect the Mac Pro, if not a firm release date. Other than the 16-inch MacBook Pro and the Mac Pro, it's possible that we'll see other Mac announcements this month as well. While Apple just refreshed the MacBook Air and the entry-level 13-inch MacBook Pro, the mid-level 13-inch MacBook Pro with four Thunderbolt 3 ports is due for an upgrade. The Mac Mini received a massive update last year, so we don't expect much, if anything, to change in 2019. On the other hand, the iMac and the iMac Pro are both due for an update, whether it be physical redesigns or just under-the-hood improvements. Either way, if Apple follows precedent, an October event would likely include quite a bit of information about the Mac. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Bear, the beautiful and flexible writing app for Mac, iPhone, and iPad. Whether you're taking quick notes, writing in-depth essays, or planning longer, more complex technical writing, Bear offers a super clean but powerful text editor. It includes advanced markup tools, rich text and image previews, built-in organization and search, and much more. With the latest version of Bear, you can encrypt individual notes and lock Bear itself with password protection. And all of that comes in addition to theme selection and dark mode support. You can head to bear.app to try it now. That's bear.app, and my thanks to Bear for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Coupled with the launch of iPad OS 13 last month, we expect Apple's focus on the iPad Pro to continue in October. The iPad Pro just got a major refresh in 2018 with an all-new design, more power, and an all-new Apple Pencil. For 2019, rumors suggest that Apple will bring the same triple-lens camera setup that we see on the iPhone 11 Pro to the iPad Pro. While the iPad Pro is not necessarily a common photography tool, the triple-lens camera does enable vastly improved augmented reality capabilities. Apple has put a big emphasis on AR over the last few years, and the iPad Pro is a perfect device to experience it on, thanks to the large edge-to-edge display. Other than that triple-lens camera, it's likely that Apple will give the iPad Pro a processor bump as well. It currently features the A12X Bionic processor, while the iPhone 11 features the A13 Bionic. If history is any indication, this would mean the 2019 iPad Pro might feature the A13X Bionic processor. We don't expect many physical design changes given that Apple just gave the iPad Pro a major overhaul last year, but with a triple lens camera and more power, a new iPad Pro would fit perfectly at an October Apple event. As 9to5 Mac has reported several times, Apple is developing a personal item tracker similar to popular Tile products. What this means is that you'll be able to attach Apple's physical item tracker to any belonging, such as your wallet, backpack, keys, and more, and track those items via the Find My application on Mac and iOS. Apple Tag will have a few advantages over the Tile item trackers, with the biggest being its integration with iOS. Evidence within iOS 13 has suggested that Apple Tag will integrate with augmented reality features to help users easily find their lost items. Apple Tag will also be able to leverage the massive iOS user base to ensure that it is always in range of a connected iPhone or other Apple device. The iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro both include Apple's U1 Ultra Wideband Location Chip. The U1 Location Chip is what powers the new AirDrop feature in iOS 13.1, but it is also expected to work in tandem with the Apple Tag to enable precise indoor location information. Many people expected the Apple Tag to be released last month, but now that the iPhone 11 is available with the new U1 chip, the timing is better than ever for Apple to release the Apple Tag. As far as software goes, Apple has been releasing new versions of iOS 13 at a quick pace recently. iOS 13.2 is currently in beta testing, and it could be released to the public this month. iOS 13.2 includes new features such as Deep Fusion image processing for iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro, as well as the Announce Messages with Siri feature first teased for iOS 13. Apple delayed several notable HomePod features until later this fall, including multi-user support and handoff for music. Whether or not those features materialize in October remains to be seen, but there is evidence within iOS 13.2 that handoff could soon be functional. The final major OS release from Apple in 2019 will be macOS Catalina. This update introduces several new applications, such as music, podcasts, and TV, and it opens the door for new third-party Mac apps from developers using Apple's new Catalyst technology. Apple hasn't given a specific release date for macOS Catalina, but rumors suggest that it could be released as soon as later today. There are a few other possibilities for Apple in October. Evidence is mounting that Apple is developing a new Apple TV with more power and updated HDMI support in conjunction with Apple Arcade and Apple TV Plus. Meanwhile, Bloomberg has reported that Apple is developing a new pair of over-ear headphones for launch sometime this year. iOS 13.2 includes assets that show a new pair of AirPods with an in-ear design and noise cancellation. All three of these products could be released this month, especially given the inclusion of the new AirPods assets in iOS 13.2. Ultimately, despite a September that saw the launch of the iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and Apple Watch Series 5, October has the potential to be just as busy for Apple. Ranging from new hardware such as the MacBook Pro to the Apple Tag and software such as macOS Catalina, there's a lot to be excited about if you're an Apple fan. When might the October event be held? Apple generally likes to wait until the end of the month, and last year held its event on October 30th. This means we're still a few weeks away from any sort of confirmation, but we'll likely continue to learn more about all of the rumored announcements as the month progresses. That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Bear for supporting the show this week. Sponsors like Bear help us keep making 9to5 Mac Daily 5 days per week. If you like 9to5 Mac Daily, be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or wherever you listen to podcasts. As always, it would also be tremendously helpful if you left us a rating and review to help more people find the show. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.